This call is being recorded.
Hey, this is Peter Radiszewski of Rad Info, here with another podcast. I'm here with Jim Murphy, CEO and co-founder of BroadVoice.
Our partnership with OricX is another example of something that we've been using for years with OricX internally, and then said, look, you know, we have to come out with a product that's probably a little bit different than what everyone else is doing. I mean, call recording is not a revolutionary product. It's been around forever. I think, though, that in this day and age of storage being nearly free, it makes no sense to offer a product where you give 30 days or 180 days of retention. You know, your retention policy should be nearly unlimited because that's your cost on storage. And then just charge customers a small fee for archival retrieval when it goes beyond a certain amount of time. So for customers that are, you know, under Sarbox or HIPAA compliance or that need a long-term archiving solution that they don't necessarily want to manage themselves, we can handle that, and we can go out, you know, at 7 years. That's not a problem.
You mentioned HIPAA. Are you giving out BAAs for call recording for HIPAA compliance?
Not at this time. It's a relatively new thing where we're just getting into that healthcare vertical. You know, we've actually been touting HIPAA compliance for quite some time, but it's one of those things where you really have to have someone championing that vertical in there to kind of crack in there.
Responsibility is a little high in that spot, and nobody really knows. It's kind of a gray area on how much responsibility they're going to have, although the BAA spells it out. I still think it's a fluid little compliance piece right at the moment.
Most definitely. Both the customer and the carrier have to err on the side of caution and kind of both take responsibility in that.